This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that a so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he said that following the events of May 6, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves. Mr. Modi said, India does not seek enmity with anyone and wishes to live in peace.
आज तक जिसे हमें प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहते थे, 6 मई के बाद जो दृश्य देखे गए, उसके बाद हम इसे प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहने की गलती नहीं कर सकते हैं और इसका कारण है जब आतंकवाद के 9 ठिकाने तय करके 22 मिनट में साथियों उनको ध्वस्त कर दिया और इस बार तो सब कैमरा के सामने की सारी व्यवस्था रखी थी ताकि हमारे घर में कोई सबूत न मांगे.
Highlighting past policy missteps, the Prime Minister urged the younger generation to study the historical decisions that harmed national interests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said there will be no compromise in achieving the vision of developed India on completing 100 years of independence, and every citizen had to play his role in realizing this dream. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally, with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor visited South American country Guyana. Briefing media, Dr. Tharoor said Guyana has extended support for India's right to defend itself from terrorist attacks and to respond effectively. Another all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha held a meeting with Singapore's senior minister of state for foreign affairs and home affairs. After the meeting, Sanjay Kumar Jha said that the delegation has requested Pakistan be brought on financial action tasks blacklist. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in 3 categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan, and Padma Shri. This year, the government had announced 139 Padma Awards, which comprise 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan, and 113 Padma Shri Awards. A total of 68 eminent personalities will be honored with Padma Awards today. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Program Execution Model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defense capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, the Defense Ministry said, "This is an important step towards harnessing the indigenous expertise, capability and capacity to develop the advanced medium combat aircraft prototype, which will be a major milestone towards self-reliance in the aerospace sector." Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that National Education Policy 2020 is significant for a futuristic education in the country while preserving traditional values. Speaking at a Media Network's Education Conclave in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that National Education Policy has emerged as a visionary framework shaping the future of learning in India. The government has restored benefits under the remission of duties and taxes on exported products scheme for exports made by advance authorization holders, export-oriented units, and units in special economic zones. The scheme is aimed at enhancing India's export competitiveness in global markets by reimbursing exporters for embedded duties, taxes, and levies that are not refunded under other existing schemes. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over the west coast of India, along Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani has said that heavy rainfall has reduced in Mumbai as of now, but light to moderate rain fed at all will continue in the region. He said that the department has issued a red alert for Kerala and Karnataka and an orange alert heavy rainfall warning for northeastern India. In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has clinched the gold medal in the men's 10,000-meter race at the Asian Athletics Championship in Gumi, South Korea. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.